ois ayin, as long as ois yes, which I feel uncomfortable with, because I'm like, as it were, I'm talking like the opposite of the message of the rush. Sometimes you need to say the opposite message. So, al tishin ka otzel shina rabba, a person should not sleep like an otzel, which is a tremendous lot of sleep. The targul atzav chalohakitz benitzachama, a person should accustom himself to get up with the netzachama. When the birds are chirping, you should get up. So just a few things in the title over here. So he doesn't say the tarnagol. It doesn't say the tarnagol. Right? The tarnagol is pretty easy to get up. He wants to get up when the birds are chirping. The tzipur. Right? So parents, at least mothers, father's not as good as the mothers. The baby whimpers in the middle of the night, the mother wakes up. Because it's waiting, she's waiting to hear that sound. It's even though it's a very quiet sound, but in her sleep is not this deep, deep sleep, because she knows that she needs to be up there for the child. So when a person goes to bed, you can push it to the side, push it in the gate shloffen. Now the avoid is push it to go as deep in the sleep as possible. Or you can be in the sleep, but your goal is you want to get up. So there's a fascinating Arizal. The Arizal says a schooler for falling asleep. A person can't fall asleep. A person wants to say a pasuk, which is a schooler for fall asleep. She says the pasuk, you say the pasuk of Ur Kvoidi, Ur Anevel Vachinor Ayir HaShachar. So my kavod means my nefesh should awake. Right? Shachar, I should awaken the shachar. That's the school for falling to sleep. So a person goes to sleep with the goal of going to sleep is to get up in the morning. So that's his goal. So the Barashim gives him the siyata neshama to be able to fall asleep. So there was a mishpacha. We're friendly with mishpacha in Tver. So the wife told my wife that when she was a little girl, the mother would put her to bed, her father would put her to bed. He would say to the girl, he would say, "Lom again, Ufstein." Ufstein means to get up. Let's go get up. That was how you put her to bed. That was the nusach he used. Going to bed was called Ufstein. It was called getting up. So, because if the goal to go to sleep is to have the kayak, to be able to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so you're really going to sleep to get up. So, Lom again, Ufstein. Let's go get up. And that's how he used to say that. That was, you know, that's how the nusach he put her to bed. It was a subtle training about the goal isn't sleep. Sleep is the hechatim tzibayalma. They say over from Blazer Telzer, there was a bachur in the yeshiva who had a sleeping problem. So he said to the bachur, Chazal say that Shina is echad b'shishim of Mavis. So he says, Vaisachois, Mavis must be very geshmak. Because if sleep is so geshmak, can you imagine how geshmak Mavis is? That was his line to him, that he was overindulging his sleep approach. The show Solomon Shlita came to speak in Tells. I mean, he came for a simple, whatever it was, but he spoke for the Bokharim. So he spoke about what he called the Nakudas that's important that Ben Torah should focus on. And one of them was getting enough sleep. He says, many a God of Yisrael was lost on the way to bed. That was his nusach. So the Yetzirah to stay up late and to shmooze, instead of getting a good night's sleep, if you get a good night's sleep, you can function during the day. So the Yetzirah cops that. So he makes going to sleep a very big challenge. Rav Shiva told us a maisa. He said it over multiple times. That you heard of Telstone, Eretz Yisrael. So the name behind Telstone, the story behind Telstone, there's a person named Irving Stone, the Stone of Chumash. So he, together with the Tulsa Yeshiva, decided they're going to create a community in Eretz Yisrael together with the Yeshiva. In 1977, Reb Gifter went to start the Yeshiva there. Reb Baruch Hatzal was the other Yeshiva in Tulsa. They were Kodesh Yeshivas. It was Nifter in 1979, so Reb Gifter came back, and that was the end of the Yeshiva there. Now they have all the Yeshivas there, but that was like that was the plan, that they're going to build this this. So for 2 years, Rashiva took this group of Bacharim there from Cleveland to Eretz Yisrael, and then eventually started adding some Bacharim in Eretz Yisrael, etc. Rashiva was very close with the Stipler. So one day, Rashiva was by the Stipler, and he said, the Stipler said to him, the conversation was in Yiddish, but I'm going to say it over in English because I don't know how everybody's Yiddish skills. So he says, I hear, the Yeshiva said over in Yiddish, the Shmuzin and the Yeshiva were in Yiddish. Sure, the Yeshiva also in Yiddish. So he says, I hear by you and Yeshiva that the Bacharim aren't sleeping enough. He says, I want you to go back and say over my name that the Bacharim needs to sleep 8 hours a night. He says, if a Bacharim doesn't sleep 8 hours a night, he's end up being such an Amoritz, he won't even understand the Pasha Mishnah. That was the Stipler's quote. So Rashiva said he went back to the Beis Medrash, and he went straight to, he didn't go back to his house, he went straight to the Beis Medrash. He had a shlichus from the Stipler, he gave a clap on the bima. I am here by the shlichus of the Stipler, that the Bacharim need to sleep more. And he said over the nusach of the Stipler said, the Bacharim smiled to himself and continued doing whatever they were doing, and they didn't listen. Ad kan, the mice. So Stipler has a letter where he describes a Bacharim's day. So he says there's 24 hours in a day. So the Bacharim should sleep 8 hours. That leaves you with 16 hours. He says a person needs 2 hours a day for davening, benching, etc. Between chakras, mincha, maariv, etc. He needs 2 hours a day for that. He's doing 14 hours. A person needs 2 hours a day to eat meals, relax a little bit, take care of his needs. He's doing 12 hours a day. So the person will do this, will learn 12 hours a day by Hasmada Rabba, because he's energized. He has enough sleep. He took a walk. He rested a little bit. He aired out. He ate food well. He had enough time to do that. There's still 12 hours left in a day. He says, if you learn the 12 hours that you're supposed to learn in a day, you fulfilled what you need to learn in a day. Then he says, if you learn less than 12 hours, so, because I'll say, so applies to hours also. So Baruch only learned 10 hours instead of 12. So 2 hours he should have learned. He walked away from the Torah. So Torah says, I'm going to walk away from you too. So now it's like he didn't learn 4 hours. Right? Because, like Chazal said, the Moshe, two people together, and they start going different directions. After an hour, they're 2 hours apart. After 2 hours, they're 4 hours apart. Says the person only learns 8 hours. So he didn't learn 4 hours he's supposed to learn. So now he's eight hours he didn't learn. So it's like they wipe each other out. So Berkel wants to know why he's in yeshiva. He doesn't walk away with Hatzlacha from yeshiva. Because every day that he only learned 8 hours, it's like he didn't learn. All of the learning that he accomplished was wiped out by the learning he didn't accomplish. So he ends up with zero. So Vershtetzik is not Matzliach. That's what the Stipler writes in the letter. But he writes very stark that a person needs to get enough sleep. Because the only way you can really stay focused, a person who's tired cannot stay focused. And the Yetzirah schleps him to schmoozing, etc. If you have the energy, you have the ability to put yourself focused into the learning. And you don't get stuffed into other things. So sleep is very important. So I said, I'm very comfortable. The Rosh is talking about not sleeping, and I'm talking about sleeping. You know, but, you know, at some point in your life, you know, the realities of life sort of take over, and you know, you need to sleep less. And the Rosh made the nature. People who are older don't sleep as much. I had a chaver in yeshiva. In yeshiva, it's very hard to get 8 hours of sleep. Just the schedule doesn't lend itself to 8 hours of sleep. But 7.5, you know, person's in bed by 11:15. That's doable, you know. And you wake up a 6:45. That's doable. So you got 7.5 hours of sleep. So I had a chaver in yeshiva who was makbid government 7.5 hours of sleep, and he was able to sit and learn, focus the whole day. He probably put in more than 12 hours a day. And we were chavrusas for a period of time, and he was the person. You know, he would sit down, beginning a second seder was 4 hours. Sit down, begin a second seder. Sit down, and we learned together. Didn't move for 4 hours. Push it down, move for 4 hours. Baruch Hashem, he became a very chashuv talmid chacham. He's a magid shir in Or Sameach. His name is Rabbi Arya Burnham. He has a son named Ozzy. But Mamash, he had the discipline. Now, most guys have to sleep later. You know, how you fell asleep with the noise in the room. Okay, so you know, that's a challenge. Earplugs are a wonderful thing. So I can't. I'm not from the biggest sleepers. I don't get enough sleep. By definition, I can't, because I say shir for balabatim at 5:45, and I walk usually. So it means I leave my house by 5:30. You got to get up at 5 o'clock. So even if you go to bed on time, quote unquote, you're getting 5 hours of sleep a night. So I shouldn't talk. But the difference is the life. But so I think the point of the rush is altishin ka otso shina rab. The point is they're putting there's people asleep because they're atzlonim. Nowadays it's the opposite, that atzlus is what prevents us from sleeping. Going to sleep on time requires reasons. And atzlus lets us schlep out that going to bed, which should take half an hour's worth of time. You go, you take a shower, relax a few minutes, read something, you know, whatever. Listen to some, whatever the person does, should take half an hour, 45 minutes. As it's schlepping out, taking 2 hours, because you need these reasons to go to bed on time. At the end of the day, you're so exhausted, you don't have reasons anymore to put yourself to bed on time. And then the cycle starts over again. And that's what Rav Tzvi was telling, that the godless in Klal Yisrael, the godless in Klal Yisrael, are lost on the way to bed. I remember at a chaver used to say Krisha Lamita in Beis Medrash. So this way he wouldn't talk when he got back to the dorm. So, you know, it's a chikul kula to say Krisha Lamita, not Samach Lamita. But that was his way of forcing himself into going to bed. Now, do I advise of every person? No. Person, you know, talking with people is healthy, and it's part of a person's emotional needs, and a person needs to do that. You know, and that's an opportunity a person has during the day to do that. A person needs to do that. The Chofetz Chaim writes in a nusach. He says, depending on the nature of some people are quiet people and they don't have the problem. Some people need to talk. Says if a person who needs to talk tries to force himself not to talk, the result is going to be exactly positive. The person, you push down the spring over here, it clots over there. You know, okay, if that person has an emotional need to talk and he doesn't indulge it, it'll plots. I had a chaver in yeshiva was learning in the mirror, and he's a very big talker. And the guy's constantly talking. He's now a chashuv rav, but he's still constantly talking. I shouldn't talk, but anyway, he's much worse than me. So he got to the point, he says he talks too much. So he undertook Tainas Dibur. He was learning in the mirror. And like after a few days, Pashat, he was almost in, you know, clinical depression. So Marsha Kodesh, Ravan Chodesh, chapter was going on. Like one day, he walks by. He says, "Nitazoy." Not like that. That's all he says. Two words to him. He says, "I chop what you're doing. And it's wrong. That's not good for you." He kept walking. He would stop. He said, "Nitazoy," and he went by there. Like it's not. That's not good for you. You know, a person has to know their needs. You know, some people are very comfortable in the, you know, some. So you can't make that klal. A person needs to interface with his roommates, etc. But a person also has to have the strength to say, I need to go to sleep, and it's uncomfortable sometimes telling your roommates to be quiet, and whatever it is, I need to get a good night's sleep. It's only I can function the next day. And then, in the morning, you wake up. You know, I have to tell you, waking up, the color deeper. My hargash is, it's the most beautiful thing in the morning to wake up in the morning hearing the birds chirping. It's a gorgeous sound. It's mamish, a beautiful sound. Most guys never hear it. I love walking to yeshiva in the morning because I walk in the morning. You get to hear the birds. You know, it's early enough that the birds are out and they're chirping, and it's mamish. There's an orchestra playing, and it's a gorgeous orchestra playing, and there's no orchestra like it. But most brachim don't get up early enough to do that.